Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Lee, and this is my podcast. And I just started this again after a period of time in which I was not doing anything with this particular platform. But I guess I'll call this a Friday Night Fights podcast. And this is designed to make those of you out there listening aware of, in this particular segment, the crazy, myopic, cult-like following of Donald Trump by MAGA people out there in our country. If you haven't heard the news recently, like today, Donald Trump just hit where it hurts the most, his pocketbook. You know, he just got off of another previous decision in which he had to or was ordered to pay somewhere in the vicinity of $83 million or so. I mean, when we're talking millions of dollars, like that number of 83, does it really matter whether it's 83, 82, 84 million dollars? And just today in the city of New York, Manhattan rather, he was found guilty of falsifying his assets. We call that fraud, y'all. And this number was quite larger than the 83 million. And those investigating found a number of irregularities in his asset language by those that were cooking the books, as they say. Trump was directly, along with his two stooge sons, found guilty of amplifying certain numbers, and one can only assume there was a underlying energy of misrepresenting for his own benefit. And one example I heard today was that his Mar-a-Lago property valued incorrectly at a number of 30,000 square feet, when in fact, not that this is exactly slumming it, his Mar-a-Lago home was 10,000 square feet. So listen, here's the bottom line, y'all, the reason I'm doing this tonight. What's it going to take, MAGA people, to get it through your heads, the thickness of your heads, to see what a crook this clown is? He is nothing more than a criminal. He's like the mafia, yo. He's doing a hustle, trying to get over. Only now at this time in our political environment, as we're coming to another general election, the idiot is winning in this party that he never cared about. And you people are so pathetic that you are not able. Maybe it's intelligence. Maybe it's just blind trust, you know, like those that go into cults, Scientology, or any other, pick the cult of your choice, people that just can't, they're not able to be grounded in reality. And I can just hear my ex-girlfriend's family were a bunch of gullible, naive people in the East Coast of Pennsylvania who actually thought that everything was an attempt to bring Donald Trump down. I remember my ex-girlfriend, emphasis on ex, the girlfriend I have now is, by the way, wonderful. Hi, honey. I hope you're listening. My ex was just so stupid, and her family was so stupid that they just, oh, Biden's ruining this country. Trump, what? They just don't like him. They're just going after him because, you know, they can't, you know, I mean, really, really, that is the kind of idiocy we have in our country, y'all. And the reason tonight is important to talk about this is because I do not want to see another 4 years of this idiot, this crook, winning because of the blind support of people out there who overlook what happened today. And it's going to get worse, y'all. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because he is in the month of March going to be in court again because of his dealings with Michael Cohen and his insistence that Michael Cohen cook the books again so that he could use hush money to silence women that he had been involved with. The guy is just a piece of work, and I'm talking about Donald Trump. And this is even take into account the other things that he's going to have to be facing the music about, and that includes the ridiculous narrative that there was voter irregularities and there was corruption in our voting system in the election. Remember this? The election was stolen. Look, people, idiots out there, MAGA idiots, you guys need to check yourselves and know we're not going to let this clown win the presidency. We're not going to allow idiots like you guys out there, MAGA people, to bring and usher in this criminal. I'll take 10,000 Joe Bidens over this clown. And you know what? The rest of sane America agrees with me. We're not confused or brainwashed to think that Donald Flippin' Trump is going to do what he did to this country when he was in office. The guy shouldn't even be the president of an outhouse, let alone the White House. So here's what I want you to do, MAGA people, as you're listening to this. Just watch. Just watch how your boy goes down, because that's what happens to criminals. That's what happens to people who are egotistical, who do not think the law applies to them, people that are narcissistic, sociopathic. That is your boy, Donald Trump. And I am going to sit back and watch the implosion, the continual implosion of this clown. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Peace.